Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Joe Biden is showcasing that newfound youth that the left keeps touting, boy. So he's a man about town. And we've become used to what happens when Biden is seen publicly. And he didn't disappoint the other day when he tripped twice going up the stairs. Now, it was just kind of a boop-boop, boop-boop. But he still tripped going up the stairs. Now, I'll say this. We've all tripped a time or two, maybe a time or ten over our lifetimes. But our trips are few and they are far between. And they are almost always valid. In other words, you've tripped over something. It's very rare that you stumble and there was nothing in the way. Either a cat ran in front of you or something, or you looked up too quick, or you went down the steps a little fast, whatever. Generally speaking, there's a reason. For Joe Biden, there doesn't have to be a reason. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Are you one of my warriors? Are you one of the people who supports what we do with your recurring donation of $20 minimum per month? One of the members of the Backstage Club, automatically you get into that, where you get access to a lot of cool things. Coming out with that, we're going to give you a free gift with merch. You'll get a code. You can go grab something for free. So that's what we're doing for the people who become members of supporters. And we're looking for 500 of them. That means $10,000. I'd love it to be 5,000. I would. I'm not going to lie. But if it's 500, it means we generate $10,000 a month for us to keep the wheels on the wagon. And that's a small price to ask for the number of highly professional people that it takes to bring this show to you. And why do we do this? Why am I talking about it? Because, sadly, we're shadow banned. If I weren't shadow banned, we'd be bringing in hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. I know that without even a question. But because we're giving you hard-hitting, truthful, God-inspired words, I don't do anything selfishly. I'm not trying to be on here to like, oh, do this. Look at me over here. None of that. I'm done with that. I don't know what base I'm on in life. Maybe I'm on the third base headed home. You know, I don't feel like that. I think I'm at second headed to third. But whatever base I'm on, I'll tell you this. My days in the basking in the glory of Kevin J is over. I'm done. This is all about you, your kids, your grandkids, you, our ideology, what we share. That's it. So I hope you'll be one of our supporters. Go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and give where you can. Support our movie, support our merch. All that matters. That's our message. Anyway, Joe Biden, he tripped going up the stairs. And look, I know people, oh, come on, Kevin, you know, what's the big deal? Don't dismiss this, folks. Understand the bigger picture. See, Biden had these two little mini trips. Boop. The boop. And he did this knowing, now here's a critical thing, he knows he's being watched. At a time when Biden has been coached to be more aware of his steps and to stay vigilant when he's walking around, for obvious reasons, all eyes are on him. And his mind is telling him as he's walking, don't trip. Okay, don't trip. Don't think about the pink elephant in the room. Don't trip. Don't trip. And what does he do going up a smaller number of stairs than he ever has to climb? Because remember, they moved it. We'll get to that in just a bit, too. And Joe Biden trips going up the stairs twice. Not the big ones where he tripped twice big once before. It was kind of, I mean, I hate to chuckle at the guy because he's probably, you know, he's got issues, as my grandma would say. He's got issues. But it is funny because he cannot walk upstairs and he sees them now. And I think it's become this like, oh, here they come. Okay. You know, and he approaches them like he's going into the, you know, the mouth of a lion. The tripping is in his head now. But not like a heckler, like, don't forget to trip. Oh, Joe, don't trip. Ooh, were you about to trip, Joe? It's not like, they're not, his brain is not heckling him. He trips now. You want to know why? Because he trips. That's what's so bad about it. He can't help it. He cannot help it. Now, I want you to imagine being in a negotiation with a world leader. And Joe Biden mentally trips. He can't help it. He understands, don't do it, don't do it. He's telling himself, don't say it, don't do this, don't say that, don't act like this, don't give it away, as he gives it away, as he says it, as he acts like it. What trouble could Biden maybe get us into if he were to do the mental trip of what he does with his physical trip? I'm making a point here. I think you people are getting it. You know what? If Joe Biden screws up, we could end up in a war with Russia. Oh, wait. I think he actually did screw up. And we're in a war with Russia. What do you think he's going to say next? Do you guys remember? This happened. I don't even know why the press didn't cover this. Joe Biden said he believes in a one China policy. He should never say that out loud. Joe Biden essentially said to Taiwan, we're not going to protect you. China wants you. They're yours for the taking. We believe in a one China policy. Who wins in a war between China and Taiwan? Tripping is in Joe Biden's nature, folks. He can't help making rookie mistakes, whether he's walking, talking, thinking, even pooping. It creates a tripping danger for him.
Will someone wipe my bum bum?
No matter what he's doing, this man's brain is muddled. Has been for years, and it's the left strategy to not show you Joe Biden. Because if they show you Joe Biden, they show you a guy who the world will see as decrepit. I told you, Joe Biden's campaign wants to limit his on-feet activities. They only want to show him seated, like they treated FDR. It would only show him standing, looking all statuesque, when in fact, the guy was wheelchair-bound. This is what they're doing. So they're talking about the cocoon for Biden. Short steps, a handler taking him on and off stage, only certain angles, trying to get him seated, things like that. This is what is now representing the commander-in-chief. We're on to you, Joe Biden. Hey, folks, great show today. Stick in there with me. We got a lot coming up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Fresh off tripping up the stairs again, the new and unimproved Joe Biden was met with a gaggle of reporters as he prepared to, well, face more stairs. And as Biden said not long ago about his abilities, watch me! Hey, watch me! Yeah, but he didn't do it like James Brown, because Biden ain't got soul, and he ain't super bad. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com. I encourage you to check out our merch. My team has spent a ton of time building a store of products you can't find anywhere else. And I'm telling you, go take a peek. Maybe we should do a radio discount. That's what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a radio discount. If you do MAGA, capital M-A-G-A, then you'll get a 20% discount in the store. So all you got to do is put that in the code. MAGA, 20% off. And they're already cheap. The Trump tennis shoes are under 50 bucks. I think they're maybe just over 50 bucks. They're cool. I mean, you want to be the talk? Look, ours. Merch speaks for you. When you walk in somewhere and you're wearing our merch, I guarantee you people are going to be like, whoa, check that out. And then they're going to read, they're going to look at it and go, what is that? That is so cool. We got to get you guys wearing our merch. I'm not kidding. If you get it, whether it's a coffee cup, the Trump skeleton with the Trump hair, I tell you, that's a real attention getter. In fact, you're going to start seeing me wearing the merch around and getting people's reaction. I'm going to have my son filming people's reactions as they see my stuff. That's what we'll do. Because I'm going to show you. People love it. Trump is back in vogue, baby. Anyway, Joe Biden, he obliged. Watch me. We were watching. The press corps was watching in the most recent Biden sighting. One reporter asked the geriatric commander in grief, you're going to California. Is this about coming up with a plan B for 2024? Does Gavin Newsom need to stand by? What did I tell you, people? The press corps is going at Joe Biden. Do we need to stand by? What? Clearly at this press gaggle, I don't know if you saw it. Joe Biden walked up, he had his little sunglasses on, he's all cool. Hey, yeah, oh, you know, he's Mr. Youth. You know? It's so fun to watch him try to be young. And as a dude who's dealing with middle age, okay, I'm firmly past it. But you do understand what he's trying to do. You want to feel younger? Many of you out there, y'all are older than I am, so don't be fronting. We all want to feel young. But we understand that there's only a certain amount you can get away with. I don't challenge my son to race anymore. He's 17. I'm significantly older. I don't race him anymore. The only thing I know I can still outdo is I can outfight him. He knows that. But other than that, I pretty much say, you know what, kid? When my son threw a ball 93 miles an hour, I was like, wow. That ship has sailed, KJ. Anyway, Biden wears his sunglasses. People think it's to make him look cool, but I think he's got his teleprompter in there. I do. But he didn't trust the message when this one was delivered the other day, these Google teleprompter glasses, and he decided to go along. So as he's walking up to the people, he does his little cool walk, and then he takes his sunglasses off like, yeah, whatever. And then the reporter asks him that question, and then he answers the question with a question. Are you ready? Like he was telling the reporters, prepare to have your mind blown. I'm about to be profound. Are you ready? I put that response up there with eloquent and clean, you know, his historic moment where he was describing Barack Obama. But Biden wasn't done after he said, are you ready? Yeah. No, he eloquently as ever continued his response. And he says, well, I'm looking at you. We're looking at you. And he was, I swear, if you see it, it'll crack you up. He's trying to be so sexy, crazy, cool. I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you. And since there was no Biden speak there, we didn't really know what he was saying. Well, I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you. We're looking at you. So the reporters waited for Biden to deliver, to continue, you know, give us more. The anticipation of what the man described as essentially too old and too stupid to prosecute for crimes gave reporters their answer. Biden channeled his inner Shakespeare, folks, and he added, wait, whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah. Are you as touched as I am? Were you as blown away with his eloquence? I'm going to tell you this. I said, after that response, Biden should throw that teleprompter away. I mean, if you're going to give that type of amazing testimony, you know, why bother? I'm still in that moment. I don't know what you are, but I don't want to repeat it because I don't want people to faint. Such confidence and clarity. And he's so cool with the glasses, reported one person. There was a comment at the bottom of his video that I watched. And in addressing, well, I'm at you, statement, which nobody understood. This is what one guy said. He says, Biden was told to go to one specific reporter in the front row who would ask the softball question, Biden had prepped for. But instead, Biden got derailed by a question that came from a reporter at the back. And then Joe Biden went off the rails. Another video commenter explained this. He says, it's like he practiced a "we're looking at you, Republicans" line, and then completely forgot what, how, where, when, why he was supposed to say it. So he thought Biden had canned lines, and he didn't say, but look, here's what happens. When we don't speak Biden speak, we have to try to figure it out. It's a language that, you know, it's unwritten and nobody knows it. So it's kind of like the Navajo code talkers. You got to get with people and figure it out, and hopefully you can break the whatever they call it. You know what I mean? When the media attacks, Biden has been under fire, folks. This fawning press, previously trustworthy press, is now confronting Joe Biden. And I think that's the bigger story here, because up until recently, they've given him a pass. But in his latest appearances, these people are asking the tough question, should you step aside? That was one of them. I think we played that clip within the last week. We've played these clips. Should you step aside? They're questioning Biden on his age. They're questioning on his mental capacity, his cognitive ability is what they call it. And they have every right to ask these questions. And Joe Biden's been instructed. I think this is the case. You tell me. But he's been instructed, don't bite back. Because Joe Biden, I'll challenge you to do some push-ups. You challenge him to anything, you know, confront him with the truth. What do you mean? I'm old. He becomes a curmudgeon. But now he's like, he just watched me as I try to think of the next thing to say. Boy, I would not want to be in the Democrat's shoes right now.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Harvard's acting president is denouncing a cartoon that's being viewed as anti-Semitic. The illustration, which has been circulated on social media by pro-Palestinian campus organizations, depicts a hand marked with the Star of David and a dollar sign manipulating nooses around figures resembling a past president of Egypt and the deceased boxer Muhammad Ali. It's been 10 years since it last happened, but Neil Young and Crazy Horse are heading out on tour. It'll start in San Diego with twin shows on April 24th and 25th. There'll be stops in more than a dozen cities, including Dallas, Phoenix, Atlanta, and New York City, before closing out in Chicago on May 23rd. The tour will be followed up by a new album release. It's mainly re-recorded songs from Neil Young and Crazy Horse hits past. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
John proud to announce $1 billion in a bipartisan infrastructure will be...
Folks, if I were smart, I'd say thank you and leave.
The beer brewed here, it is used to make the brew beer in this fire. Oh, Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes. I wonder what I'm saying. My professor, I won't get into my professor. But look, my predecessor, though.
Asylum officers. And over 100 cutting-edge inspection machines to help detect and stop fentanyl coming across our southwest border. I think this country's been pretty tough for a lot of people. But we're making progress. There's a lot more on the way.
I titled this segment, The Age-Old Question. I thought that was pretty clever. What about you? You think that's my producer's like, yeah, he thought that was pretty clever. It is clever. The Age-Old Question. There are lots of them, but the one we're asking ourselves right now is the old age of Joe Biden the question? Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I hope you're a supporter because we depend on you. We depend on you to get the word out, tell other people. Look, I don't think it's too much to ask to ask you folks to send a link to this program because you can download it. I don't know where you're getting it. But there's a way for you to invite other people to it. Whatever that method is, please do it. Well, what I will tell you is this. We've done a couple of other things. We've added weekend wrap-up shows. So those of you who may have missed parts of it during the week, we take what we think are the best segments and we put them on. I was going to do another show, but I'll be blunt. I don't have the time. I don't even have the energy. I'm older now. I can't, do the things that I was doing 15 years ago when I first started this. It takes a lot of time. And I've dedicated myself to making sure that I spend time with my family. My youngest son will be gone in a year. And Melissa and I said we are going to make sure he has a very enriching year this year because we want this kid to experience life, a good life, the one that something that he can put his memories to. So that is our goal for this year. And I'm going to do it come hell or high water. And I'm going to, the good news is I can do this show from practically anywhere. And I can write from practically anywhere. So you're not going to miss a beat. The only thing is, those of you who are part of my warrior team, you're going to get to be part of that experience, whatever it is. If I go sailing down the Nile, if I go swim with the crocodiles, that one time, you're going to get to see it. So please become one of our warriors. Join up at the Kevin Jackson Network and then showcase our work. Go show other people what we do. Pound for pound, we are amazing. I want to go talk about this age-old question because the Democrats are upset. Joe Biden is old and senile, and Democrats know it. They hate that most of the American citizens are now discussing Biden's age. How dare we question if the person in charge of this country is too old and too senile to do it? They talk about his age a lot, but they don't talk much about his senility. Apparently, Democrats can't multitask, so for now, they tell us they're just concerned about his age. But he's viable. Don't worry about his mental acuity. No. We're just worried about his age, and we're going to put that to bed. So they don't want to discuss the obvious, the albatross that's hanging around their neck. Joe Biden is freaking old. And not just chronologically, people. You've heard me talk about this. Joe Biden's big problem is not his age. It's how he handles his age. And you want the answer? Like an old fogey. And if you're thinking malarkey, Kevin Jackson, well, you'd be wrong. It's not a bunch of malarkey. Remember when Joe Biden wanted to start the No Malarkey Tour? And his own party went, Joe, please, will you just stop with the old fogey talk? What do you do? You're being a nincompoop. Biden is at least 20 years older than his chronological age. And I'm being generous. It's probably more like 25 to 30. He looks like death eating a cracker. The dude is so ashenly white sometimes when they show his picture or when he's doing a press conference. I literally think he's just propped up with a stick and there's a little midget underneath walking him, you know, with that stick up his butt. I've been critical of Biden's age, folks, for a long time and for all the right reasons. But here's why I can tell you that. I would be critical of anybody in charge of the nation who acts like Joe Biden. Ronald Reagan. I would be critical of Reagan. Reagan towards the end was losing it, got a little forgetful. Thankfully, he was at the very end of his second term, and it was over. And yes, they tried to cover it up. I'm not going to lie to you. They did certain things to make Ronald do things. Nancy would whisper stuff to him like Dr. Jill does to Joe. I get it. You don't want the guy to go down in flames. You want people to respect him and things like that. Joe Biden's well beyond that, man. His expiration date. You ever smell milk that's like a month? Go pour that out. That's where Joe Biden is. The most amazing part of all of this, though, folks, is that Democrats don't seem to mind that a complete idiot, I'm talking scientifically described idiot, I'm not trying to be mean, but he's in charge of this country. And worse, some of them want 4 more years of this clown. Well, technically they want 4 more years of the people who are controlling that clown. These people are aiding and abetting the mistreatment of the elderly. Democrats to the rescue of the geriatrics, right? Representative Debbie Dingell of Michigan. She said she's sick and tired of the discussion of Biden's age. And in the spirit of Trump derangement syndrome, Dingell declared she has no problem with Biden running the country from the cuckoo's nest, as long as Trump is not reelected for his rightful second term. Now, I'm paraphrasing her, but that's essentially what she said. Joe Biden is fine because what we will have as an alternative is Donald Trump bringing back prosperity and then hopefulness to this country. And we can not have any of that. That's what Dingell was essentially telling us. So what? Polling shows that Biden's age registers as the top concern among 2024 voters. I mean, as far as the candidates go, that's the biggest concern is Joe Biden's age. In fact, and I've already told you this and you've probably heard it from multiple places, a majority of Americans believe that Joe Biden is too old for a second term. 86%. Wow. But when you're a Democrat elitist, who cares about the polls? Dingell even downplayed the importance and the accuracy of polls. Now, I'm going to tell you this about polls. I don't trust polls. But there are certain ones that I go, that's a real indicator. That 86% poll, I don't know who did it. I don't. But I'm going to make a guess. It wasn't a Republican-sponsored poll, or they wouldn't be telling you about it. The other thing I can tell you, if they tell you that poll, 86%, that's a bigger tell that they're getting rid of Biden than anything else, because if it were a Republican poll, they'd be poo-pooing all over it. But since it isn't a Republican poll, and it is probably a lefty poll, in which 86% of the people say, we don't want Biden, what do you think they're telling Biden? What do you think they're telling his team? They're telling him, you're done. Back to Dingell. She was doing a Fox News interview. I'm sick and tired of everyone talking about his age, she said. Instead, though, Dingell blamed the public's perception of Biden on his limited campaign schedule. I'm not kidding. Apparently, she believes that the public needs to see more of Joe Biden. And here were her actual words. What I think is that Joe Biden needs to be Joe Biden. Well, who's he been? Who's he been being? Not to use terrible English. Who's he been being if he hasn't been being Joe Biden? Joe Biden needs to be Joe Biden. I don't even get Joe Biden being Joe Biden is the worst thing Joe Biden can be. She says this. I was with him a couple of weeks ago for 8 hours, and he was the Joe Biden that I know. What did she do? Watch him sleep? These people are delusional. He was the Joe Biden that you know. I don't know what the schedule is for Joe Biden. I'm not pretending to. But if Joe Biden is alert for 8 hours, I would question, have they drugged him? She says, when he is talking to people, he is energizing. He cares about the issues. He's Joe Biden. There's nobody better than Joe Biden. I think the campaign needs to let him get out there and be who he is. Now, either 81-year-old Joe Biden or 77-year-old Donald Trump would be the oldest in the history at the end of the second term. But there's one who's acceptable. And then there's Joe Biden.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or...
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm gonna keep on hoping Biden makes it to the show.
You guys ever heard of a guy named Jason Mraz? He does a duet with a guy, a kid, his blind kid. His name is Raul Midon. The song is called Keep On Hoping. And it's about a little ditty about a hoping a girl notices him, etc. Well, I'm going to keep on hoping that Joe Biden makes it. And I know that the only reason why I tell people I don't want Joe Biden not, I mean, I want Joe Biden to get in trouble for what he's done. because he's let this nation down. And we can't let him get away with this. But there's a part of me that wants him to be the nominee in 2024 for the Democrats. Because by the time the election cycle rolls around, nobody's going to want this man in office. It also means Kamala Harris doesn't become president, even for a minute. So she can't pardon these folks. Now, Joe Biden, if he still has the mental capacity, he will issue pardons at the end of his term. But there's a part of me that wants him to make it. What tricks do the left think they can pull off to get this man over the finish line a second time? That's what I'm really curious about. There's a part of me as a citizen that says, what kind of cheat could you implement to make this happen? Because there is no poll that shows Biden winning. And let me just assuage any feelings of angst for you. No poll is going to get better for Biden. There is nothing he can do. Oh, Kevin, he's going to issue an executive order and stop the flow of the illegals. Well, okay, so what's he going to do with the ones that are here? How's he going to deal with them? Right now, there's major controversies in all the major cities. New York, $10,000 they want to just hand over to every illegal. Do you know the minute that the first one of those illegals gets that, the black vote, the blue collar vote, the people that get up and go to work every single day, they're going to go, what the heck just happened? You didn't just give my money to somebody for nothing. You're already struggling with this. The Democrats already give out enough money to the unions and to the crowd that goes, we need a livable wage. They're already struggling with messaging. Not going to get any better. But what do they think they can do to make Biden look better, make him look young and vibrant again? Is a dude Chris Angel? They going to have him levitate at his next press conference? What do they think they can do? They are in a huge problem. So much so that you know what they're doing? They're retreading. Adam Schiff says, well, there could be some Russian interference. I mean, that you know, what Adam Schiff is setting you up for is when Donald Trump wins, we want to be able to cry, election interference. They're going to be election deniers. In the election, when Donald Trump wins his rightful second term, watch the number of leftists who suddenly say it was all a big cheat.
Are you worried that Putin could be attempting, and the Kremlin could be attempting to intervene in our election in 2024? And should we all be spending more time talking about that?
I am very concerned about it. It wouldn't be the first time that Russia's intervened in our election.
No.
It wouldn't be the first time they've done it to try to help elect Donald Trump. And they have so much more at stake today than they did back in 2016. With the war going on in Ukraine, with NATO enlarging around it, they feel beleaguered, and here comes Donald Trump, a real lifeline. They have more at stake. They have less reason to avoid risk. The United States is supporting Ukraine in the war, or has been until Trump's influence on the GOP. So they have more at stake now than they did before. They have less risk aversion than they did before. Mm. So, yes, we should fully expect them to engage. It's just a question of how much they engage.
Let's be clear. We're financing a war with a country that is not a member of NATO. What we've given to Ukraine would have paid our NATO bill for a decade. And they're not a member of NATO. And Joe Biden invited Putin into that country. Unbelievable. But Adam Schiff, he's concerned about Russian interference. He says there's more at stake now because NATO's enlarging. How so? If NATO enlarged by bringing in Ukraine, they would be in violation of various treaties that were established when they broke up the Soviet Union. So apparently, Schiff doesn't care about that. The United States can break its treaties. No big deal. Break your promises. That's what they do to the American people every day. But listen to this. This is the clown that gave us this montage of Russian collusion.
In which
The Russians offered help, which we know they did. The campaign accepted help, which we know they did. The Russians then delivered help, which we know they did.
There is circumstantial evidence of collusion.
The case is more than that, and I can't go into the particulars, but there is more than circumstantial evidence now. So,
you've said on more than one occasion that you've seen ample evidence of the Trump campaign's Russia collusion. Last March, you said you had more than circumstantial evidence of treasonous collusion with Russia.
I certainly said that there's ample evidence of collusion.
Can you agree that there has been no evidence of collusion, coordination, or conspiracy that has been presented thus far between the Trump campaign and Russia?
No, I don't agree with that at all. I think there's plenty of evidence of collusion or conspiracy.
But we do know this. The Russians offered help. The campaign accepted help. The Russians gave help, and the president made full use of that help. And that is pretty damning.
Reviewing the evidence that I have.
And, pardon me, and who was it that initiated this whole Russian collusion hoax? Let me remind you.
Curating the 2016 Russia collusion hoax by asking foreign intelligence agencies to illegally spy on the Trump campaign?
Lucas Tomlinson in Washington with more. Lucas.
Good early morning, Carly and Todd. This report from Substack, citing multiple unnamed sources, claims the U.S. intelligence community asked foreign spy agencies to help spy on more than two dozen associates of Donald Trump in the run-up to the 2016 election. It reads in part, quote, President Barack Obama's CIA director, John Brennan, had identified 26 Trump associates for the Five Eyes to target. A source confirmed that the IC had identified them as people to bump or make contact with or manipulate. They were targets of our own IC and law enforcement, targets for collection and misinformation. Now, the Five Eyes nations are the U.S., U.K., Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. Here's one of the reporters, Michael Schellenberger, who spoke to Jesse Waters last night.
If this binder contains what we have been told that it contains, which may include raw intelligence, information showing that the U.S. government, the CIA and the intelligence community of the U.S. government, initiated the Russia collusion hoax, that it did not occur in the way that the official story, including the Durham investigation, had portrayed it, then that's extremely serious information.
The report was released at the same time House conservatives are preparing a bill that would reauthorize Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act that allows the government to collect communications from foreigners abroad. And today the House Rules Committee is set to meet over that FISA reform bill, guys.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. The infamous binder. The binder that, according to Kash Patel, exonerates Trump of everything. Let's hearken back to the montage we did of Adam Schiff. We've asked this question many times. All the number of times this man said he had proof of Donald Trump colluding with the Russians. Where is it? Nowhere to be found. Now what does he do? He brings up more collusion. Oh, it could still happen. They do it all the time. But remember, he now admits the Russians hack the elections every single time. But if you say the elections are not fair, well, you're an election denier. Have I made it pretty clear that there's no way to win with the left? What topic do you want to win on? You want to win on the border, the invasion that they say is not happening? You want to win on COVID, the lies they tell you and what they call you when you dare question the narrative that they've set. And even when you learn the truth, they still got a name for you. Or they ignore you wholeheartedly. They just go, well, you know what, we're just going to dismiss it. We're just going to walk away. They're not going to walk away from this election. Not if we don't let them. Joe Biden and the Democrats are in big trouble. And I'm going to be honest with you. It is beginning to get old to me to keep repeating the same old stuff. The only reason why I'm doing it, I feel like we're at a pep rally. I gotta remind you, over and over and over, of the same stuff. In the next hour, we're gonna talk about some of the lunacy that has happened in this country involving SpaceX, new taxes that they're proposing, people who got unfair sentences compared to Hunter Biden as an example. I'm going to showcase leftism in all its glory. And we're going to begin by going after Nikki Haley, who should be long gone. and then I'm not going to talk about it anymore.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.